It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
If you listened to our first show of 2018, you already know that March will feature a blue moon, or second full moon, on the last night of this month. So in honor of this relatively rare occurrence, I thought I'd pay tribute with a visit about moon gardens. This landscaping plan features mostly white flowers and silver-leafed plants that can provide a luminous planted area in the onset of evening. When it's too dark to take in the rest of the garden, these plants can provide a shadowy respite after a busy day. And in addition to providing visual beauty, most moon gardens also incorporate fragrance from a part of their plant population. A successful moon garden lets you get up close and personal, so plant it in an area that allows close proximity for viewing and smelling. Areas near doorways or windows will sometimes work well for showcasing twilight gardens. Also, don't be afraid to think inside the box and create a garden housed in window boxes or patio pots. If you do opt for fragrant plants, don't crowd them too closely together. Sometimes the aromas can conflict, much like colors that clash, so give them room to create their own flowery or spicy fragrances. Of course, many types of roses are high on the list of olfactory plants. And don't forget to consider aromatic herbs like rosemary, thyme, and scented geraniums when planning a fragrance garden. But a true moon garden highlights plants that shine and shimmer as darkness descends. So begin with white flowering plants that bloom at different times of the growing season. Pansies, hyacinths, and daffodils will get your moon garden going in early spring. Follow those blooms with easy-to-grow Shasta daisies, partnered with peonies and roses in the first part of summer. Then here come feverfew, four o'clocks, lilies, and petunias through much of the rest of the growing season. If you have the space available, add some white-flowering shrubs like lilac, spirea, mock orange, or viburnum that should do well in zones 5 and 6 in our HPPR broadcast area. Flowering trees like dogwoods, crabapples, or ornamental cherries can also add some higher-placed white blooms in your moon garden. And by all means, don't overlook silvery foliage from plants like lamb's ears and Russian sage. When planning your moon garden, why not consider featuring some night-blooming vines that will climb on established supports and provide cascades of blooms and waves of fragrance? Perhaps the best known and named is the moonflower vine, with its 6-inch blooms and up to 20 feet of leafy vines. It is often joined by white morning glory vine, and though neither will survive our High Plains winters, you can grow them as annuals. Just be sure you don't let children or pets consume the seeds, as they may contain lysergic acid. I'll end this discourse with a remembrance of my San Francisco days, when I would walk from the bus stop each evening and smell the incredible scent of night-blooming jasmine from a particular yard. I've tried my hand at making it a part of a moon garden in Kansas and then bringing it into the house during our cold time, but it vainly struggles to survive first the blistering hot summers and then the furnace-heated winters. I guess jasmine is meant to be a memory plant for me, as the thought of its tiny white blooms and incredibly sweet smell brings back the sound of streetcar bells and foghorns and moon gardens thriving by the Golden Gate.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.